So this is the Yudzayim Metavos Nidcha updated year. We had this year last year, but this year we want to go back into it and to say a little different. So this is maybe an updated version of last year's year, which you can find on the YU Torah website. We'll start with the concept. Let me, you know, with a small preview of the big topic about a nidcha in general, is the idea that when you have a fast that moved, it was supposed to be on Shabbos, and it was pushed off to Sunday like we have today, the fast of yesterday, of Yudayim Betamuz, Shivosar Betamuz, was moved today. Today is really Yud Ches Betamuz, 18th of Tamuz. The question is, do you look and consider the Yudayim Betamuz Tainus as really belonging to yesterday? And today is only what's called Tashlomim, which means Tashlomim is that you fill up something that you're missing. Where do we find Tashlomim? The Gemara in Brachos speaks about it regarding Tainis Chaloim. A Tainis Chaloim is that if a person had a bad dream, he needs to go ahead and he has to fast that day that he saw the dream. What happens if he saw the dream on Shabbos? So he fasts on Shabbos. But what happens if you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos? So he fasts during the week to fix up. It's a tikkun of what he didn't fast on Shabbos. So the refer should bring that as a concept that also when your person missed a fast, he's mashlamed later, as we'll see later in the Michas Chinuch. It's like a tikkun. They said we have a tikkun for abstaining from eating. You have a tikkun for eating when you don't have to eat. And that is a tiny hashlama. You're mashlamed, meaning your tiny was supposed to be earlier. And then you didn't do it, so you're mashlamed later. You go in, you fill it in later. So the question is, when you have your Yudayim Betamuz, is this a tashlumim, meaning hashlama, fill in for yesterday's fast, but really the fast belongs to yesterday? Or the idea is that when the tainis falls on Shabbos, so, and this year, Chazal told us, your fast is not on Shabbos, your fast is actually on Sunday. Your fast moves from Shabbos to Sunday.
Just to revert back a little bit, most of Shabbos now, does that start the 3 weeks?
Let's get to that a little soon. But the idea that the fast can change a day, that is really the concept of, in other words, do we say that the fast changed this year from being yesterday to today and it's a full-fledged fast today? We say, no, really fasted yesterday. And today is only a hashlama. Only today is only tashlumi for the fact that you couldn't fast yesterday.
And Tisha B'Av happens this way?
The same thing Tisha B'Av. Exact same thing will be with Tisha B'Av. Now, I was thinking of bringing this a little later, but maybe we should just drive into this right now. Is the Michas Chinuch that we learned a few times. We learned Sar B'Tavis, we learned this last year. The Michas Chinuch goes ahead and tells us a chiddush, and this is part of the idea of the second tzad, that the tainis moves a day. How can a tainis move a day? L'chura, when you have a day, specific day, that is the day. You want to say tashlumim, you want to say you're just filling it in, okay. But to say that the day moved, how is that possible? So that's what Cheskel we learned. Let's see it inside again. It's the top left of the page. Cheskel said, he says, V'nilin is daiti of Kamil Didan Gamken, ta'abot soma salom midivri kabola, ein nikva elohem yoy miyuchad. The tainis is never a specific day. There's no specific day for the tainis minatayro, meaning Divrei Kabbalah. It's a specific month. And that's what he goes on and says, Asar B'Tavis, Otishu B'Kadoyme, Haka Divrei Kabbalah, Wala Chadoshim. The B'Tavis tells us, Otishu B'Chavim L'Saris B'Yom Yom Echot. Aval Lo Nisavichim Yom Yuchot, like it's a Yom Shiroi Tzuch L'Saris B'Yom Chadoshim. So he goes on and says, there's no specific day. And he brings several riyas that a tainis is not a specific day. One of the rites has to do with our fast. Look at the Gemara that we have in the middle of the page at the top. The Gemara tells us, "Tanyam Shim Arba Dvarim Ayakiva Dorish and Dorish Kamay Soy." What is the fast of the four tzaymas that we have? Tzayma Revi Zetish Ol B'Tamuz, the 9th of Tamuz. What do we fast? We fast the 17th of Tamuz. Then he goes on, and then you have Tishah Chodesh, And the Gemara goes on to speak about it. So Tosis says, what is Tisha B'Tammuz? Says Tosis, that happened by the first Beis HaMikdash. If you look at Tosis on the side, says Tosis, Hainu Bar Yishayinu Bar Yishniu Of Kobi Yudzayin, Hushu Ba'achav Dinu Bi Yudzayin Tainis.
The second one's worse than the first.
So the Vilchatzur says, how can you change it? Dere Kabbalah, the Novi told us when the days are. The Novi told us, Tzayim Reviv, Tzayim Chamish, Tzayim Shriv, Tzayim Asiri. It's made by the Nevi'im. So the fact that the second person is changed, you change the day, you can't change the day of what Nevi'im told you. Says in the Cheskhin, if you see from here, it's not din on the day, it's a din on the month. And so, but the next paragraph that you have over here, it's not right after, I put it together over here, says, right, that's with the Raisa, you don't have a din on the day. So well, Chazal told you it could be this day, it could be that day, we change, we put a specific day. But Chazal later came and gave us a specific day. That's what he goes in and says, For instance, you know, it's a Sunday, middle of the summer. I really was planning to go and do some baseball, right? So, you know, I'm going to fast Thursday instead of Sunday. You can't do that. Now Chazal gave us a date. But he goes and says, what happens if a person misses a tainis? He misses this day. He didn't fast. Definitely should do it later. Definitely should be mashlim. Right? If you see the last few sentences, that's what he says.
On which one? On all of them?
On all four.
What about the Yom Kippur and this?
Yom Kippur not. Only the four times. We're speaking about four. So you say Yom Kippur.
No, I'm saying, would you make up if you didn't know
Yom
the day?
Kippur, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, the Torah gave us a specific day. So that's not our discussion today. We're talking about the four times. Says the Michas Chinuch, it's not during the day. It's not during the month. So therefore, one could come and say that when Tisha B'Av or Yudzai Metamus fall on a Shabbos, not on a Shabbos, you can't fast. So then Chazal tell you, you should know this year, your tainis will shift and move from Yudzayim Metamuz to Sunday. You could say that. Or you say, no, Chazal gave you Yudzayim Metamuz, it stays Yudzayim Metamuz, but you do Hashlama. That's the question that you have in general regarding Yudzayim Metamuz. And what is the Nefkamina? Nefkamina, the big Nefkamina that all the Chayim point out, is the classic Bar Mitzvah Rasha, is what happens to a Bar Mitzvah boy became Bar Mitzvah today? Does he Michuyov, obviously, within Chinuch, you always have to give up, he has to fast. But is he Michuyov within Bar Mitzvah to fast? So if you say that this is the day, this year we move the day of Yudzayim Metamuz to Yudches Metamuz, so then today's Bar Mitzvah, he has to fast. But if you say it's really only a din on yesterday, just today is Hashlama, you missed yesterday, so you fill it in. So then, a bar mitzvah boy, yesterday was a bar mitzvah, so today he doesn't have to go ahead and fast.
Rabbi, I didn't understand how we got from something as firm as the Nevi'im said it's this day, to Chazal say it's for the whole month.
No.
How did that jump go?
No, so you misunderstood what I said. The Nevi'im never said the day. That's what the Michas Chinuch was telling us. The Nevi'im just told us the month.
Really?
Yeah, that's the Chiddush Michas Chinuch. The four fasts are not a din on a day, not a specific day. They've even told you this month is a month where you need to commemorate the day that Yerushalayim was broken into.
But that's
what day? Chazal later told you this day.
But twice in the same month.
No, so Chazal told you only
random,
one.
Random then.
No, so Chazal told you have to commemorate only once during the month.
Oh, the next one is in Av.
The next one is Av.
So what the fact do you mean about Bar Mitzvah?
No, so Bar Mitzvah, if a Bar Mitzvah boy becomes Bar Mitzvah today, he's not Mechuyav, you have to do this fast. If you hold it's only the Shlomim, because yesterday it was a Bar Mitzvah.
He doesn't have to make up something he wasn't
before. It's not Mechuyav to be Mishba Ashlamit. It's maybe to do it, you have to do Chinuch. But midin the day, it's not Mechuyav.
He's already doing Chinuch before.
Yeah, so Chinuch. But let's say you say, Al Chinuch, you don't want to be Mechayav him, you want to be Meikel on him. He's not Mechuyav. That's the question in Lundus, the way the Chinuch pointed out. So when we look at the Chinuch inside, you see that they try to put this, to be toila this, to connect this to a discussion, another discussion that you have in Halacha regarding these days, and it's more, you know, more negel, call it, more connected, more prevalent to Tisha B'Av than Yudzayim Metamuz, so we'll see where it is, but it has also the Kibbutz Yudzayim Metamuz. Let's see the way it's brought down. Avnei top line, I apologize, these sheets have the black and the red, and I still haven't figured out how to get rid of them, but the top of the right, you have the Avnei says, brings this question. Meaning the Shavuos or Tishah B'Av that were pushed. Katan Shiglim Charos Achai Lusanis Aloy. You have a kid that became bar mitzvah that day, is it mechuyev or not? That's the question of the Nezer. Says the Avnei, true. The Chor Nir Pashut, the Mashiach is Avnei Mocho who Tashlumim, the Tzoyim, Shechav Shabbos. It's only Tashlumim. It's a filling. The Kan Diiv Shabbos Shabbos, we sign him back with Shabbos. If you're supposed to do Shabbos, you just can't, so you move it to Sunday. And then he brings a Raya Midavah Surreal Bit Shammai, the Krim Chalamoy, when you can't bring a Korban on Shabbos, you bring the Korban later. And that's he goes on to say, and he has a long tshuva, it's two pages. Then later he brings, he was supposed to fast, so he pushed it to Sunday. He doesn't have to fill in the fast. That's what he says. So that's how the Avnei Ezer starts. Says the Avnei Ezer, Shuv Reisi, B'tshuva Saraj B'chelikah Salman Taf Kuv Chof. Question is, at Tishrei Shechal B'Shabbos, do you have to be knowing any type of avelus? Is it supposed to be any type of avelus? Well, let's see this. The Chuz Rashbo is right here in the middle of the page towards the left. Small tshuva.
Is there any?
A small tshuva. So let's see. On Tishrei B'Av on Shabbos. Ma'a b'tash v'shamito. Says the Rashbo, mi'ave ke'ovel da'al medamrin dvor shvitzin noega. An ovel, even on Shabbos, that he's mutter to walk with shoes, and he goes out. He's dvor shvitzino, tash v'shamito, to be with his wife, that ovel should not do. What happens in Tisha of this year, when Tisha was on Shabbos, is one allowed to be with his wife? Says the Rashbo, nearly, she'en noeg b'sho avelus, no problem. It says that day you can eat and enjoy. The Gemara tells us that on Shabbos the Tisha B'Av falls on it. You eat and drink like you have a Suda Shleim HaMelech. Continues the argument, says the Kodshkan de legamre akru mitchiv ukmumi koraya really kvar basik deyosos. So they moved it. So says the Rashi, they moved it from the 9th to put it on the 10th. That's what the Rashi says. That's what mutter that day the Shemitah. So says the Avnei Ezer, that's the Oyster test. Shuv Reizit Shuv Zerash, of course it's Rashba. Vizel Shoyim Rashba, just quoting the same Rashba we just read. Chayad Mashaz Mad Shamisha, Shuv Nir Lishayin Noig Bishuv Avelus, Damir Mal Shachim Shuv Shleim Shaitoi, because you're the Amir Kurit Shuv Asiri, kids, that's what he says. Nidvar of Nishma, Shayin Asiri Mitzat Ashleim, now the Gamri Akurimit Shi. They completely moved it. But ends the Avnei Ezer. That's the Rashba. We don't hold like the Rashba. What do you mean? Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch is in the bottom, below that Rashba, says the Shulchan Aruch. Imchal tisho b'Shabbos mutar b'chulom afilu b'tashmish hamito. Shabbos, this year, tisho b'chal Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rashba we just learned, everything is okay. Says the Ramah, V'yesh oyis v'tash shamita v'chen noyagim. Yoyis v'tash v'chen noyagim. So v'chol yishuk v'chol yishuk v'chol. Meaning, do you do dvarim shebetzina? It's called dvarim shebetzina. Things which are betzina, do you go in and do that? Do you have to be noyag avelus on Tisha B'Av, the falls on Shabbos, at all? Something. Says the Shulchan Aruch, no. Says the Ramah, yes. Comes the Avnei Ezer and says, oh, so that will be the exact machlokes of what we're discussing today. Do you say that when you have a fast on a certain day, and now you moved it to the next day, is it only tashlumim or it was moved? So the Avnei Ezer, l'chura, this will be depending on this argument. According to the Shulchan Aruch, that on Tisha B'Av you have nothing, garnished, everything's gone. So that means you moved it from Shabbos to Sunday. That's what Shabbos, you have nothing. That's what the Rashba says. But according to the Ramah, you still have something. Meaning you didn't move it. You really teach what was today. Oh, meaning on Shabbos. You can't do on Shabbos a full of elus. You have to eat it to drink. But you still learn Shabbat. See what you do. So you're doing somewhat of elus. But you can't do the whole thing. So then you fill it in on Sunday. Then you fill it in on Sunday. But you still have it on Shabbos. So it says the Avnei Ezer, that's the Chur the Machlekes. The Machlekes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is Tisha B'Av or Shivas or Batas for that matter fall on the right day. Just you're stuck, so you move it, you do Tishlumim. Or you just didn't fall that day, that year, this year. This year you moved to Sunday. That's machlekes. According to Shulchan Aruch, you don't do anything on Shabbos. According to Ramo, you do something on Shabbos. That means it falls that day. That's how the Nezer wants to be toiled on machlekes. Wants to connect it together.
This idea of that it's the whole month, does that have any relevance here?
Yeah, the idea, that's exactly the idea. Therefore, it can be moved, according to Shulchan Aruch, says the... How can you move it? How can you move it? It goes up. Yeah, very good. The Maharsham says similar to that. Look at the Maharsham. The Maharsham says, right there next to the Rajbo, we'll read the second part of it. Is it moving or it's a shlumim? Near the gam lakel kaim davar act shlumim. It makes sense to shlumim. Why? So the Maharsham sends us to another halacha, which, based on this understanding, will be a big problem. The Maharsham sends us to the halacha of a kula that happens on Tisha B'Av, that falls on a Shabbos. And that's it. What are you allowed to, is there any kula, because Tisha B'Av moved from Shabbos to Sunday? And this really goes back to this idea. If we understand that Tisha B'Av this year is not falling on Shabbos, it's falling on Sunday, the full Tisha B'Av,
there shouldn't be any.
There should not be any kulos over there. It's the same thing like any other Tisha B'Av. But if you hold the Tisha B'Av, it was really Shabbos, just you have to be mashlim it the next day. It's not really Tisha B'Av. So then there's a little kulos to be made. Right? Says the Rashbam, the Maharsham, sorry, says the Maharsham. There is a kula on Tisha B'Av that falls on Sunday. What's the kula? So let's see inside. It's a good halacha to know for Tisha B'Av. It says the Shulchan Aruch like this. It's in the middle of the page. Simen Tavkuf Nuntes. Tisha B'Av Shechal Yois B'Shabes V'Nitcha L'Yoyim Rishon. Tisha B'Av was supposed to be in Shabbos and it was moved to Sunday. Baal Bris. Someone's doing a Bris, the son. And he washes. The Baal Bris can go ahead and eat. He's allowed to go ahead and eat on Tisha B'Av after the Bris.
Assuming
after.
It's moved.
When it's moved. The day and the day moved. And then it's moved, you have to go eat. That's what it says. Continue, says Rav Kiveger, adds Rav Kiveger to that, not only a Baal Bris. Says the Kiveger, right below Shulchan Aruch, Ve'enu Mashim, Ve'chen b'choy lektas. Somebody who's a little bit sick, Umu'uberis, and a pregnant woman, Shesh Michush, Ktas Mutarim Le'echol. You can eat Tisha B'Av of Sunday. Tisha B'Av of Fall Sunday is not as severe, is not as chomer as you have in Tisha B'Av of Fall on Shabbos. Fall on Sunday, you have, you know, Baal Bris, can eat after Mincha, someone sick, can eat. There's kulos to do over here. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Mishnah Berurah, right below the Kiveger. Avim Cham Mila B'Tisha B'Av. What happens to Tisha B'Av? A regular Tisha B'Av. You have a Mila. Shaloi Nitcha. So Klash Shema Tainis. You have to finish it. You can break your fast. And he says, La Davka Tisha B'Av. What's in the Stam Tainis Tzibur? He says, all the other Tzibur. Whenever you have to move it, you have to shift it. Shifting makes it easier. And now you're not Chayav anymore to... Now there's a way to break the fast. There's some coolness to break the fast. But if it's on the day itself, you can't break the fast. So he says.
You just have to remember to make kavdol.
Yeah, that's part of the thing. That's what we spoke about last year. He says you give the kois to the baby to drink, and the mishwar answer, you tchuyim ain't zech lashim, dash la kois, zechen lochol achar posse, the regular show, a person gets married, not in Tishwa, obviously you can't be married then, but let's say in a Sar Batavis, or in Tzorim Gedalia, if someone had a wedding then, if it was moved, it was shifted like this, like some key year, so, sorry, not this year, but when you have a Rosh Hashanah on Thursday, Friday, and Tzorim Gedalia is on Shabbos, it moves to Sunday, so then you have again, it says, if it's Docha, you can break the fast. Who you see over here, says the Maharsham, if you see that it is not the full-fledged fast, it's a movable, it's a more kaldic fast. If it's more kald, it's more kula, I mean, it's not so severe, it's not so harsh, to me, it's not the real fast. The real fast belongs yesterday. Just you pushed it today, so that's what it is. That's what the Maharsham says as a raya. But based on the standing of the Avnei Nezer, l'chor, this is a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch tells us that when you have Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch, Asurim B'Tash V'Shamito, Mutar B'Tash V'Shamito, meaning there's no any avelus on the Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos. I mean, there's no effect on that Shabbos at all. Comes the Shulchan Aruch on this, and that's at Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. But in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Tes, tells us the Shulchan Aruch that if you move to Tisha B'Av from Shabbos to Sunday, it's not so chomer. Baal Bris can eat.
He's making on both days.
Right, what?
He's being make on both days.
Make on both days. According to the way that Avni Nezer understands, that if you're make on the first, that means it's not it's a shlumim. It's a, you moved it, and if that not, if it depends on each other, Shulchan Aruch has a stira.
Yeah,
how do you explain the Shulchan Aruch? What?
You can always say that that when they decided to move it, they made it a little lighter.
Oh,
without.
Oh, that's what I want to get to.
Still not the shlumim.
Very good. That's what I want to get to. That's what I get to. I just want to add to this question, but see, that's all you're going to have to answer. Now, the answer wants to tell me, oh, if it's a shlumim, that means I want to get to that point. But according to Avnei Nezer, it depends on each other. What's the shlumim? What's that? That's what Avnei Nezer wants to say. Let's see another problem. So this is two Shulchan Aruchs. By the way, as we're learning this, we're seeing different halachas starting to get to this thing. So one halacha we learned about, Tash Shemitah, Machlokes Shulchan Aruch Ramah. By the way, it's brought down halacha the next deer. And the Shulchan Aruch over there, that the Gabbai should be Machris, Tzvorah should be Tzina Noig. Friday night of Tisha B'Av, this week, a year, three weeks from now, the Gabbai should knock on the Bima and say, Tzvorah should be Tzina Noig. That says Allah.
What does that mean?
Which means Tzvorah should be Tzina, things which are hidden. You Noig. Right? Yeah. You don't say the word Tashmish. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. Another halacha.
No, but the answer is you don't. You shouldn't.
That you should refrain from doing. That's why Ramal baskets. And by the way, the Goyen, just before we go into the next part, the Goyen, usually Shulchan Aruch Ramal passes like Ramal. The Goyen says Chur Mashlag Shulchan Aruch that Tisho Shachal B'Shabbos, you have no issues at all. Look at the Goyen. The Goyen says, it's right below that Shulchan Aruch. So he brings near, for Svaru Rishayin, that's the end of the first line, Svirle the Dvar Shabbat Levei Atzu Kalma Avelus, and Toi says, Veloshra to Sefta Saftain, he says, the Goyen, look at the Sefta, Tishabal Shechal Yoyz V'Shabbes, Oichel V'Ein Moine Me'atz V'Klum, Behedya Hitir HaKoyel. The Goyen quotes the Sefta, everything is Mutter. Everything is Mutter. So if it's Mutter, it says, according to Avni Nezer, we're talking about, if you moved it from Shabbos to Sunday, and it's no thing in Shabbos, so Sunday should be a full day. How can you come and say that in Shabbos a Baal Bris can eat? Furthermore, we find that actually a interesting another problem with Shulchan Aruch. So sometimes Shulchan Aruch takes that as he's not so sure. Where do we say that? We'll start with the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe, which is Negei Halacha, exactly the discussion we're talking about. He brings the question. Look at the sign on the right.
By the
he brings.
Way, I'm sorry, is it possible that in Tisha B'Av maybe? I don't know, because of the 9 days. You know what I'm saying? The
we're getting at the 9 days. That's the part of the topic getting to Shavuot Shechal.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I want to get. That's what we're getting right now. The Igros Moshe says, he brings a question, Shivas Shavuot Shechal B'yom Mishmas Nesuim B'leil Mo Tishabas Or L'Yudzayim Yudzayim Tamas. If Yudzayim Tamas falls on a Sunday, not like this year failed on Shabbos. But if Yudzayim Tamas falls on Sunday, can you do a wedding Mo Tishabas? That's what the Igros Moshe speaks about. So he wants to say to Luyin Machlokes Rishayim. We once discussed this Rishayim, is the Tisha if the Tainis really starts in the night, which is we don't fast till the morning, or the Tainis starts in the morning. This is according to the Rishayim, so you can do it. That's what he wants to say. Okay, ends the Igros Moshe in the end and says Aval biyudzayim betamus shechal b'Shabbes this year v'nitchol yom Rishayim poshu lan yodaiti sheish lesser. Then you have to stop. It's usher. Why? He says, there's already the 3 weeks you asked the question, starting on Shabbos. 3 weeks starting on Shabbos. There's some halachas that again Shabbos in the world already began. So therefore, because it began on Shabbos, Moitzi Shabbos is not the night before Tisha B'Av, before Yitzayim Tammuz, is the night after Yitzayim Tammuz. Oh, we're going to fast tomorrow. That's what the Igros Moshe says. I think the Moshe needs Hesber. There's something I don't understand in this Igros Moshe. So Moshe says, there's some halachas that nugia on Shabbos or Yudzayim Tammuz. And the question is, which halachas nugia on Yudzayim Tammuz on Shabbos? Which halachas do we find of the 3 weeks that have fallen Shabbos? L'chor, there's only one halacha that I found. Now, I'm probably missing something. I think because Moshe meant something that I don't know. But the one that I did find is one discussion that you do have, and that has to do with the bracha of Shechion.
What
about haircut? You can't take a haircut on
Shabbos? No,
I mean Motor Shabbos. Oh, so Moshe says, because Moshe, you can't. Why can't you? Because it started already on Shabbos. How did it start on Shabbos? What started on Shabbos? That's what he says. The Yesh Me'em Shenoegim Gam B'Shabbos. Some are Noegim Shabbos. What is Noegim Shabbos? There's one thing that's brought down halacha regarding Shabbos. But
the question is, when do the 3 weeks start? Does it start on the date? Or does it start after the fast?
Right. So the Gizmo tells me it really starts on the date. And things are Noegim. What's Noegim? So look at there's a thing like, it says like this. In the bottom of the page, Shulchan Aruch and Tzibun Tav Kuf Nalf later, it says over there, it says, Toiv li zoi mi loyim es shechiyon ben emetzoyim al pri o al malbush al al piyudir nud ben oimer. It says, don't do shechiyon during 3 weeks. Try not to do shechiyon during 3 weeks. Says the Mogen Avraham, right there on the left, u b'shabes shori. Shabes you could say shechiyon. Bekitzvi ari osa. The machloik is, can you do shechiyon on Shabbos or not? Says the Mogen Avraham, Venerally, the Imchal Yud Zayin betamuz b'Shabes this year. Yizayin betamuz chal b'Shabes. Venitche muter lekulei alma. Then it's muter lekulei alma. Some say you can't do shechiyon on Shabbos. Yeah, but that's Shabbos the middle of 3 weeks. But Shabbos there was nitche. You could do shechiyon. So Magiram L'chor says meferish that you don't have the halachas of the 3 weeks on Shabbos of Yizayin betamuz. Meferish. Gerom says, you should know the halachas of the 3 weeks begin on Shabbos. No, the fairish not. Gerom says shechiyonu, that some say you can't say shechiyonu on Shabbos. You could go ahead and do shechiyonu on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz that falls on Shabbos. So what does the Gizmashi mean?
Which means that the whole thing was moved.
The whole thing was moved. The chur. A question on the Gizmashi, but the Gerom sends us a safe talent. Right, Seif Dal. What's Seif Dal? And that's where the Levush Yisrael speaks about it. Seif Dal is what we have, that what you referred before, regarding Shavua Shechalba. There's a big difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim regarding Shavua Shechalba, which we're not going to get into today. But according to Shulchan Aruch, Shavua Shechalba is what we have the 9 days. If it's not Shavua Shechalba, you don't have the 9 days. According what we know, you get the 9 days.
The Sephardim shave now this year.
They shave.
The laundry, everything.
They do everything till then. Oh. So Shulchan Aruch says, look at the site. Imchal tishabo biyoim rishoin b'shabes or b'shabes v'nitche l'achar Shabbos. Either Sunday or Shabbos moved to Sunday like this year. Muta b'shteya Shabbos b'in shekoyim taz b'in shachar. If you have no problem the 9 days, there's no weeks which are also. Not Shavu Shechal or before, not Shavu Shechal or after. Because after usually we don't have a problem. That's the reason. V'yesh b'shoyim ishino gules or kol shuwa Shavu Shalafonov. Kol shuwa Shalafonov. Says Shechalom Mechlekes. When you have Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos, right, and you move it to Sunday, is Tisha B'Av on L'chor, what is the Shulchan Aruch discussing? Is Tisha B'Av on Shabbos? So therefore, the 6 days before is Shavuot Shechalba. It's the week the Tisha B'Av falls into, because Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. Or no, Tisha B'Av will be moved from Shabbos to Sunday. So then Shabbos is not Shavuot Shechalba that week. That's what Shulchan Aruch brings in Machlekes. Brings two Shitas. It's not Machriya. Machlekes. Are you allowed to go ahead and do the Eterim that you have before Shavua Shechalba? According to the Sfaradim, there are many. According to the Ashkenazim, there are very few. But there is some of Kaminis.
There's no Shavua Shechalba. Is that what you're saying?
So Shechalba is Machloikis.
If it's really Sunday,
there's no Shavua Shechalba. That's for sure. If it's a Shabbos and move to Sunday, Machloikis, Shulchan Aruch says. Now, so why is the Mogen Avraham sending us to there? So says the Levush Yisrael, which I should have bring here, says the Levush Yisrael, you know why? He says, there's a machlekes. When it moved from Shabbos to Sunday, is it really Shabbos or Sunday? That's the machlekes. But, says the Rosh Hashanah, explaining the Mogen Avraham, that's the Gabe, you know, the Isur Chamurim, Shavua Shechalboy, that you have a discussion. But Shechiyanu, which is only a minig b'alma, and some hold that smutar, there everybody agrees that you should not start the Shabbos before the 3 weeks begin. So the Levush Yisrael is basically minimizing a little bit the Mogen Avraham. See, what the Mogen Avraham is saying is, not in a definite way, that Shabbos, nothing happened in Shabbos, because it moved to Sunday. Just Shechiyonu is different. But when you talk about other halachas that are get in your diamond times you don't have, so we're speaking more about Tisha B'Av. So then, Steve Dantz, we're not, the Mogrev Ram is not Machriya. He's not coming to a conclusion regarding that. She's telling you Shekhinah could be more Mikkels. It could be that's what Gris Moshe is referring to. The Gris Moshe could be saying, the Moshe Feinstein says, listen, you know that in Shabbos, really things start, which takes not Shekhiyanu. But in general, as you see in Shulchanoch, like Abi Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av moved from Shabbos to Sunday, there is a sheet that holds that Shabbos already started, so maybe he's applying it to that. Maybe that's what the Igros Moshe means. But when you go back to Shulchanoch, you find here, there's basically three things that Shulchanoch brings, which seem to be, don't fit with each other. On one hand, the Shulchanoch tells me, halacha psuka, no problem, no machlekes, that when a person is Tisha B'Av Chal B'Shabbos, you can have Tasha Shemita. Meaning, there's no avilus at all. Mashba, it's not Shabbos. It moved to Sunday. The other hand, the Shekhinah tells us that it fell on Shabbos, it fell on Shabbos and was moved to Sunday. But bris can eat. You can be more makel in the fast when it moves from Shabbos to Sunday. Mashma, to the eker day, the Shabbos. And then comes the Shekhinah regarding Shavuot Shechalboy. It says, it's a machlekes. I'm not sure if you have it in Shavuot Shechalboy or don't have Shavuot Shechalboy. One second. If you hold, you just paskin, this is a machlekes that has two shittas. So one hand he says Shabbos is nothing. I mean, there's no Tisha B'Av in Shabbos. Oh, then he says Shabbos is the main day. And the other place is the Machlekes. How do you put that together? According to the understanding of the Avinezer. Because Avinezer is telling me this Machlekes, this discussion depends on each other. It depends. If you hold that Shabbos is a day of the fast, so then Sunday is Tishlomim. If you hold Shabbos is nothing, it's not Tishlomim. So I want to go back to what you just said before. And to come and say, you see from all this, the L'chur, you have to say, not like Rav Eliezer. And it doesn't depend on each other. Meaning, it's not totally Zebazeh. The fact that Tisha B'Av, you have available to Tisha B'Av, Shechal B'Shabbos, what you don't have, is it the Shlomim or not? So what is it? So going with your theme, the idea is, let's go back to the Mechaz Chinuch. The Mechaz Chinuch tells us that the day of the fast is a day on the month. It's a month. It's not a specific day. Chazal came and told you a specific day. So you can come and understand according to Shulchan Aruch the following. The day of the fast, Chazal told you it's a specific day. That is the day Chazal wrote Beruach Kacham and Beruach HaKadosh. That is the Iker day to do it. Now when Shabbos falls in it, says the Shulchan Aruch, Chazal said there's no fast that day. And instead of putting it on Sunday. But because that's not the main day, the Chazal felt that's the right day to do it. So it's a more Kaldic day. That's what they said. So comes the Shulchan and says like this. On Shabbos itself, you have nothing. Mutter b'dvarin shebetzina. Because Chazal said this year, there's no Tisha B'Av that day. Regarding Sunday, that's not the Iker fast. Chazal told you to do it this year here. But really, it's not the Iker. So therefore, Baal Bris can eat. What about Shavuot Shechalboy? So that's the third thing. Shavuot Shechalboy, I don't know. Is Shavuot Shechalboy a din when the day falls? L'maisa Tisha B'Av falls this week. Or it's a din when the fast falls. The fast falls on Sunday. It's not negated to each other. It's not one depending on each other. Shulchan says, really, there's no Tisha B'Av in Shabbos. Meaning, you don't know any of those in Shabbos. Chazal moved it to Sunday. Still, when you move it to Sunday, it's not going to be the full-fledged fast that you have usually. It's a little less because it's not the Iker day. The Chazal felt the right day. Now, another discussion. Now that we moved it from here to there and it's on the main day, Shavuot Shechalboy is a din on the day, you're din on the fast. Not a problem. You know, the title won't be each other. The same thing goes with the Ramah. The Ramah told us that you do Avelus on Shabbos. Says the Avinezer, if you're doing Avelus on Shabbos, the Chur that means the Iker Avelus on Shabbos. And then you're going in and you're just moving it to Sunday, right? That's what it is. You're just moving it to Sunday. One could argue and say, no, Chazal went ahead and told you that it's not the Shlomim. To this year, the Iker Tzoyim is on Sunday. Like the Shulchan Aruch says. The Ramah is not arguing that. So how are you saying knowing a veil is on Tisha B'Av? So the same Sfarah. What?
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos. Tisha B'Av Shabbos. This is translated like this. Because Chazal saw Beruach Kacham, this is the right day. Says the Mugrav Roman, this is really Machlekes in the Torah already. The Torah brings the Machlekes, that's what they're going to refer to. The idea of Dvarim Shebetzino is how much of a Avilus do we have today? So the Goyim really refers to it. It's Avelus Mitzadecha Tisha B'Av is Avelus Yishana. It's an old Avelus, so it's not so severe. Tzad Sheni is Beis Hamikdash, so it's severe. So that's a Machlokes Shechanoch of the Rama. Do you do anything Mitzina? But you can say they both agree. The Chazal said Tisha B'Av is not Shabbos this year. It's moving to Sunday. Hi, if it's moving to Sunday, why do I have an Easter on Shabbos? Says the Rama, because the Iker day is Shabbos, and a regular year it's a Shabbos. And that's the right day for Tisha B'Av. So even though Chazal told you don't have Tisha B'Av, you still, whatever you can do, you do. Even then, the day shifted to Sunday. On Sunday, you have a day that shifted. It's not the Shlomim, it's the Iker day. But it's a minor day of Tzoyim, because it's not the Iker day of Tisha B'Av. Really, that's what Rav Ozner says. We brought it last year, but I didn't emphasize it enough. The Rav Ozner says this for a busy arguing Avnei Nezer. Let's see that the Rav Ozner here at the top, in the bottom, on the left. Says the Shem of the Levi, Tisho shenitchol yoymale v'yigdil kotavoy b'yoyim im chayav l'sanus. I am a tshuva z'avnei nezer. He brings Avnei Nezer. The tolim will be great at the shlomim v'chiv v'nei atzoy. It depends, is it the shlomim or not. The kaim, because we hold the gamma Shabbos dog in the Rosh Hashanah, you know, all the Ramah you have, and then, you know, he brings Avnei Nezer. So therefore, you see that the shlomim, says the Shem of the Levi, ben you see the ein zeboru. Is that a raya? The ulei madosu don shbetziv b'shabbos. Let me tell the nargim ayom eikar din the Tisha B'Av. It's not because today is Tisha B'Av. Ela kevan de be'almu yom tzom lechorban royuli nigur precious. Because usually every year this is the day. The Chazal said this is the day. So also this year that it's not the day. You still try to refrain from doing things you don't have to. Umisvara de katan chayav lisanus. Kvachachoy kavul ayom etziv misanu chepas alo, which was ma'asham. Says this is what the Shvadayv says according to Ramah. It's basically going the same thing. This whole Avnei Nezer says this one told each other, you can argue. And they say, no, Tisha B'Av and Echanami is not told each other. It could be that you're moving Tisha B'Av from Shabbos to Sunday, and still Sunday will be a diminished Tisha B'Av. Why? Because you have Iker again. So therefore, Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av, Sunday is Tisha B'Av, but it's less. That's the idea in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah says, I agree with that. Hi, so why you have a Easter of Dvorim Shebetzin on Shabbos? Because although it's moved, you still have the effect of that day. It's a day, right? It's a day of Tisha B'Av, right? Especially if it's brought down in Sfarim, it's connected to the Nasha, it's a bad day for Am Yisrael. That day doesn't go away. Therefore, you're knowing Dvorim Shebetzin, says the Ramah. So Chanukah are not arguing in the general theme. Shavuot Shechabu, do you have or not? Well, that's something else. The Shavuot Shechabu did in the day, or did on the daily fast. But everybody agrees that you moved it. According to this idea, and according to this Hoychacha, which we see, because Shechanoch holds there's no Avelos on that day. At all. It says the going, because everything is, there's nothing going on that day. And even according to Ramon, you could argue, as the Shavuot Shechabu says, that even though you're doing something, it's not because that day you have something at Tishmo. It's just because that day is Yom Mamud Lepronos. So comes Alocha Lamaisa, that's what the Shavuot Levi basically is saying. And again, it's not such enough community anyway, but a bar mitzvah bachar, maybe we'll be chav to do it on Sunday. Because nobody holds the tashlumim. It's never moved, it's never tashlumim. It's never going from one day and moved to the other day. Chazal tells you that this year, the tzayim is on Sunday. Hi, if so, why is it a diminished tzayim? Because it's not the Iker day. Because it's not the Iker day, and the Iker day, you still have a Yisur to the Ramah. But it's still, Shavuot Shechabu is another discussion. That's how, just to reconcile all these things together.
So, when you're talking about a Shabbos, besides, we talked about what is Rav Moshe, what does he hold, what are those inyanim?
So, that I don't know. I don't know what is also in Shabbos, what he means also in Shabbos. But it could be that what he was referring to is that because in Shavuot Shechabu you found that Shabbos has something, so say, yeah, the Shabbos is a dinner for 3 weeks, even though there's no minhagim. Because Shechiyon is a little problem.
It's a feeling. It's a sense. It's
maybe. Like maybe.
Being the simcha, but within certain boundaries. Like
right.
That,
because, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not so clear. The secret way is still hard to understand exactly what it is. But that's how you pass it.
I think Shechiyon we said, but besides that, what else?
Right. I don't have another thing. But it comes out according to that. So just the understanding of the secret way goes very well with what we're saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, Yavaya 3 weeks starts the day before. Because that's the day. The day Chazal came and gave us for Yudayim Atah was Tisha B'Av was the day before. Now, we're not doing it. It's the same day, we moved it. It doesn't mean we moved the whole, like you said, the whole 3 weeks. It's the days of the Purana started the day before. Just we moved it same from that day to this day. Still, our mitzvah will be chayav in it, because we moved it. It's not the Shlomim, we moved it. But even though he moved it, it's a more kaldic time. So the halacha is for sure in a day like today. And then when it comes to Tisha B'Av, there's more kulos because it's a more diminished time. A person has a brisk and eat, and a person who's sick is not feeling well, you're more makel. Usually Tisha B'Av is very, very machmer to even on a sick person. So in this year, it's a little easier because you have all that, but we also have the halacha that Dvon Shabbat Sina Kodurama, you're knowing on Shabbos, Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, because you do have like a combination of duality in these two things. Reza Hashem, we should be zoiched that when we get to Tisha B'Av in 3 weeks, we're not going to have to fast anyway, so we'll not be no of Kamin at all.
Right. Right. And the Haftorah.